Hello, everybody. Welcome back. My name is Marissa. My pronouns are she, her, and welcome back to Hurtling Through Hard Times. Today, we are talking about that 1%. I know what you're thinking. 1% of what? I want you guys to think about how it's better to get 1% better than 0% better. And seeing this has honestly changed my mindset, and it's one of the reasons I wanted to put it out there, because as summer's here, it's approaching, it feels like if you don't do something, you're not productive. Or it feels like if you don't do anything, or if you don't have results or whatever, like you're not productive, you can't do anything. And that's not true. It's a myth. And I wanted to make an episode specifically about how you can use that little 1% and make your day just 1% better in the smallest way possible. And remembering that 1% is better than 0%. And sometimes what's good for us is hard. And it's actually hard more times than it's not. So there is definitely time for discipline and there's a time for grace. So you only want to kind of figure out where you're at on which one of those, like if you need to be stern with yourself or if you can provide yourself with a little bit of grace. If you've had a tough week, if you've had a hard time, like don't put that much pressure on yourself. Don't stress yourself out when you don't need to. Instead, think about what can I do to make myself 1% better today? Just 1% better. And I heard this during track practice one day. My coach gives his motivational speeches and he kind of talked about how you can give 1% and just giving yourself that little bit of extra push, a little bit like one more rep, one more of this, one more of that. And it slowly adds up and makes a difference. So for the days that you're like trying, but it feels like it's impossible to give it your all, know that there is always something that you can do to make yourself feel better and do better. And then you can think back and be like, okay, I actually did something or I was actually productive, and you don't have to feel guilty. So I have a few different ways that we're gonna go about this. But before we get into things, I do wanna ask, what color is your heart today? I feel like I need to give like a short life update. I feel like I haven't given a life update recently. I mean, like I have. I feel like I give life updates every episode, but it feels like it's been like, you know, probably about a week since I've talked to you guys. So it's like, what do I have to talk about? What do I need to catch you up on? I'm officially done with school, which is awesome. I've been officially done with school technically, but like finals actually ended this past week. So it's officially over, even though it's been over for me for the past week or so already. It's still exciting to say like everybody's done. And I'm excited for summer to get going. I'm excited to be working. The weather has been gorgeous. And I feel like the weather has really brought up my mood. So when I'm thinking about like what color my heart is, I'm definitely thinking about like a, probably like a pastel pink. I'm just feeling really good and really happy and very energetic. And I feel like pink really can describe like my energy at the moment. And I'm just excited. Like I feel like this is such a good episode idea too, that I'm excited to like get into things and move on into it. So we'll just get straight into things. I'm just so excited. But before we do that, I do want to give you guys a quick update, is that I am going to have some episodes with Dee coming up over the summer. I'm super excited. You guys, if you're new here, Dee is my partner of over 2 years, 2.5 years. And we're moving into our first apartment together. And we lived together over the summer last summer, but we didn't like have our own place. We were living back at home. And now we're moving into our first apartment and it's really exciting. And I'm super like, I'm so pumped for it. And so we're moving in. We will have moved in by the time this episode airs. And so I'm very excited. But if you have any relationship episode ideas or things about moving in that you want to know, or know about being in a long-term relationship or having to be in a mid-distance relationship, please let me know. DM me on Instagram at hdhd.podcast. And then we can kind of go from there. Don't think that I forgot. Don't forget to rate and review the podcast and go check out our merch store. If you do rate and review the podcast, you can send me a DM on Instagram at hthg.podcast to prove that you did it, and I will send you a 25% off coupon on your order. And if you guys think about it, it's May, which means what? It's Mental Health Awareness Month, which means we have our mental health exclusive things out for the month of May. There, for the people that listen to the podcast, you do get a little sneak peek. There is more coming than what is just out as of May 1st. Right now we have out tote bags, stickers, and keychains. But I do want you guys to know that there are a few clothing items coming soon. But with life being so stressful and everything, I haven't had time to really dig hard in on that. So I'm excited to release it probably about halfway through the month and maybe extend it out through June. And June and July, we're going to have hopefully some exclusives as well. So make sure you stay tuned for that. Listen on the podcast so that you get all the updates before they come out on social media, so then you can be some of the first people to know about all those things. Okay, I feel like I've done enough promotion. I've done enough chitter chatter. Let's get into today's episode. First, when you're thinking about how to get 1% better and thinking about getting 1% better than 0%, one of the first things I want you to think about is that in order to be productive, one thing is you don't have to clean the entire house, or you don't have to clean an entire room. So let's dive into that. One thing that you could do, maybe it's washing a dish or a few dishes. That's better than not doing any. You could also think about like cleaning up the bathroom a little bit. That's better than just leaving it the way that it is, especially like if you use hairspray or products, like those get on the mirrors, they get on the floor, they get on the tables and the countertops. Like if you can wipe things down, that's better than it was before. Or changing your sheets is better than not doing that. So you can definitely think about a bunch of different ways when you're thinking about cleaning the house. Maybe it's just that you vacuum your bedroom, or that you make your bed, or maybe you clean up the shower. There's so many little things that you can do that still mean that you're productive or that you still did something for the day instead of just doing nothing. So I feel like it'd be better for you to do that one thing, that one small thing, rather than not do anything and then be upset with yourself later on because you literally didn't do anything. I know that I get really in my head about not doing things and getting guilty about it, getting upset. I hate when there's clutter. I hate when there's a mess. It stresses me out and it makes me really anxious. So when I'm like super, super tired and I just really don't feel like doing anything, even when it's like those little things, like I'll go in the bathroom and I'll pick up or reorganize like my shelf in the bathroom or like behind the mirror or maybe even like the countertop where my stuff is. If I can reorganize that and make that a better space, I feel so much cleaner and better about myself. Because you really don't have to clean the whole house to be better. Like, you can just do a little bit. The next one is about working out. You don't have to go to the gym, but you could maybe do like 10 squats, because that's better than no workout at all. You could maybe go for a walk, because that's better than lying in bed. You could also think about getting a gentle stretch in. That's better than scrolling on your phone. There's little things that you can do to replace little habits in your life. And this kind of goes into habit stacking, which is something that I've talked about a few episodes ago. It's actually probably one of my all-time favorite episodes that I've ever done, and you guys really liked it too. So I'm probably going to have to do a part two of that one because it got so much love and it was so awesome. But I do want you guys to think about, like, a lot of that has to do with like habits that you can stack on top of each other, or it's things that you can replace or swap out. So like instead of scrolling, you can do blank, blank, blank. Or instead of lying in bed, you can do A, B, C. There are so many different things that you could do that would kind of change your mindset or change the way that you're looking at things. So like maybe you wanna go for a swim, or you wanna do like take that walk, or you just wanna go outside and sit in the sun or something and soak up that vitamin D. Like, do it. It's better than probably doing what you're doing right now, which is literally nothing. So you don't have to go to the gym, but you have all these other little options that you can do that would probably make your life a lot better in a small way. Another one is you don't have to cook, but maybe eating something is better than eating nothing at all. So even if it's a granola bar or a little snack, it's better to have something in your system than nothing. Maybe snacking on like whole foods better than choosing the processed ones. So maybe like fruits, vegetables, whole grains, instead of maybe like chips or something like that. That would be super beneficial. And you could think about like fasting is better than those empty calories. So you don't necessarily need to like not eat or anything, but I know some people really enjoy the idea of fasting rather than taking in calories that literally don't mean anything. Like if the calories aren't benefiting their body, they're just like eating to eat. There's one way that you can like learn how to do fasting. I feel like I have kind of a love-hate relationship with fasting because I know people that do it for their religion. Some people do it as like a physical thing that helps their body. But I also know people that fast and that turns into an eating disorder. And so this is one where like you need to really be careful, because I will always preach like eating something is better than eating nothing. You don't need to starve yourself. You don't need to feel like you just can't eat anything at all, but just because you're not going to cook, like there's other options for you, and it doesn't have to be ordering pizza or something like that. So if you guys have any other ideas about the cooking one, please let me know about that one, because I would love to have a few ideas there. The next one is, you don't have to have it all figured out, but deciding what you want to do presently is better than overthinking the future. My friends have been having a really hard time with this and like overthinking the future and just overthinking in general. And it's so stressful. I literally just had a talk with one of my best friends about this. And we were talking about how like she really needs these extra points in her class. And she's like freaking out and stressing out over something in the future that's going to happen that she can't do anything about. She can't change the outcome of her test or of how the professor grades it or anything like that. But she's still stressing about it. And it's totally understandable to feel stressed about it. But thinking about like what you can do presently rather than overthinking the future, that's going to be super beneficial. So just because like you're stressed about this one thing, it doesn't mean it has to set you back in all the other things you're doing in life. So thinking about how you can still benefit your life in a small way. So like because the school year's coming to an end, maybe you pack up one box or one bag, or maybe like you're going and cleaning out the fridge or cleaning out like blank, 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 things like that. You could also think about making one healthy choice is better than making no healthy choices. This one really kills me because when I'm looking at my snacks and I'm looking at like, oh, what do I want to eat? This doesn't even go with just eating, but like, I'll be like, oh, let me take the processed thing rather than like something that's actually probably better for me. I'm like, oh, that's going to taste good. Or like my mouth is like watering thinking about like the candy or something like that. But it's like, blueberries, meh. Or like a banana, meh. Or vegetables, definitely meh. But there's also other healthy choices that you could make. And it has to do with like being physical, spiritual, mentally. Like there are so many different ways you can make healthy choices, not just when you're eating, if that makes sense. Another one with that is focusing on your strengths is better than getting upset about your weaknesses. Thinking about what you bring to the table, what you benefit with, what you bring for others to listen to or have or deal with. And I feel like that's super crucial, to think about how strong you are rather than thinking about all the ways that you might be weak or ways that like people can't benefit from things that you do or have. Like I get super stressed out and anxious about that, and I have to remind myself fairly often, like, okay, everything's okay. Here are the things that I'm doing well at. It's okay that I'm not doing great with this, blank, 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 like things like that. So it's super beneficial to think about like your positives rather than your negatives. The last one is, you don't have to quote unquote feel it. So acting in faith is better than acting in fear. Giving yourself a little bit of faith or giving something in the universe faith is better than just like crawling up in a ball and thinking that nothing's going to work out for you. You also want to think about like reminding yourself of what you do and like what you're in control of rather than obsessing over what you don't, which I feel like I kind of talked about in this previous one. But another one is that resting is better than just keeping busy. So I feel like there are so many small things that you can take away from this episode, and there are so many small things that have really been beneficial for me and my life, and a lot of them have to do with how I can be 1% better each time, each day. So even though I don't want to do a workout today, what can I do instead of that workout? What can I do instead of doing like a full 45-minute workout? I could do this short ab workout, or I could do like a few like short exercises or stretch my body. There are different things that I can do to both emotionally and physically feel better and ready for things rather than not feeling ready or not feeling better and then being upset with yourself later on because of it. So this was definitely a short episode, but this was one that I feel like we needed to talk about. Like 1% is better than 0%. So giving it a little bit when you can't give a lot. It's so crucial. It's so important. So I hope you guys are able to take something from this episode. I really appreciate you guys, and I will talk to you guys next week. Bye, guys.